Thank you for listening in. Listen for more podcasts from Minnesota Business, Inspiring Women, and more. Watch for our book, Expanded Stories and Inspiration, in the coming year. A little bit about Nancy Lyons. Nancy is one of the dearest people I know, wise beyond her years, caring, thoughtful, funny as all get out, and one of the most inspiring leaders. If you ever have the chance to hear her speak, you'd be foolish to miss it. An introvert in an extroverted world, Nancy Lyons, CEO of Clockwork, tells her inside story. If you've met Nancy Lyons, you'd be confident in thinking she's an extrovert. She mixes well, has a wicked sense of humor, and is an easy person to like. When you get beyond the day-to-day, you'll find she describes herself as a closet introvert, and the CEO of Clockwork has been in extroverted careers throughout her life. From pursuing theater in college, doing stand-up comedy, and now being part of the national speakers circuit, Nancy is constantly sharing her humor and insight with audiences. I sat down with Nancy to discover how she finds energy as an introvert in an extroverted world, and how she maintains confidence in front of her audiences. What would people find surprising about you? Nancy's answer? Most people think I'm supremely confident, but I don't always feel that way. I like quiet. I like to recharge alone and have learned to respect that about myself and make time for it. I've learned it's okay to not have something scheduled. It's okay to not have any plans. I don't have that FOMO, that fear of missing out. After my son goes to bed, oftentimes you'll find me in a hole. I like darkness, I like quiet, and I love music. Music is my meditation. I like to fill my head with sound and disappear in it. I'm on a constant quest for the ideal set of headphones, and my Bose noise-canceling phones are my favorite. I love all kinds of music, classical, jazz, standards, opera. Depeche Mode is one of my favorite bands. There's a high demand for your time. Is it difficult to protect that open space? Nancy replies, there are moments when I've wondered, what could I accomplish if I actually did fill all my time? And I'm somehow an underachiever because I'm not attempting, to fill it all? But I know myself, and if I did that, I wouldn't be able to recharge and fulfill my personal commitment of bringing energy to everything I do. If I'm going to participate, I'm going to be fully engaged. Otherwise, there's no point. So in order to honor that commitment to people I work with, collaborate with, and engage with, I have to protect that open space. What results from bringing that energy? Nancy replied, when I feel strongly about something, I'm 100% in and can make things happen. I feel like part of my job is to bring laughter. I enjoy bringing a little levity to conversations that are challenging. I like to help people to understand difficult decisions or work through sensitive conversations. I help people come to terms with some of the more risky investments for business. It takes work to navigate those situations gracefully, but it's worth it. I enjoy encouraging people to think differently. You mentioned confidence earlier. Where do you get yours? Nancy's reply, I think confidence is something we talk about a lot in professional spaces, and we either assume everyone has it or say they should get it. We don't talk about what it feels like or how normal it is to question confidence or to lack confidence. We also don't talk about how it feels in a service business to come to a table maybe second-guessing ourselves and how that could come across to the client. When that happens, how do we recover quickly and gain trust? We put ourselves through a lot. We humans are really hard on ourselves, but I've found that confidence comes more naturally when you really work hard to know your stuff and you commit to always telling the truth. In terms of leadership, do you think one version, introverted versus extroverted, is more effective? Nancy, I think people are who they are. We make assumptions about people based on labels we give them. Introverted people are not necessarily socially awkward. They can be excellent with people, but they also need time to focus inward and get centered. I subscribe to the idea that extroverts get their energy from other people and introverts get their energy alone. An introvert can be the life of the party, but that will deplete them. The important thing is to recognize what you need to feel strong again. It took me a long time to admit I was an introvert and to be okay with what that required of me. It wasn't a weakness. Once I figured it out, my whole life was way more enjoyable. Nancy Lyons shares insight and humor with large groups of people, but to do so, she makes time to recharge alone. By creating this space, Nancy has maintained the energy to become a sought-after speaker while growing Clockwork to an award-winning company for both its culture and work. Her confidence to accomplish this is reinvigorated while being alone, and Nancy believes leaders can be great no matter their social inclinations. You can't lead other people successfully without first taking care of yourself, she says. Perhaps the secret to confidence comes from self-awareness, or maybe you find it in the little darkness in a pair of Bose headphones. Some of quick facts about Nancy. How do you measure success? I don't. What's your go-to source for inspiration? My spouse, my friends, and my fellow clock workers. What's your best habit or practice? To-do lists. Favorite quote? In order to be truly free, you must let go of three mental fetters: judging, comparing, and needing to know why. This is from the Book of Runes. My spouse introduced it to me. Favorite book, Geek Love by Katherine Dunn. It's brilliant and creepy. I usually read nonfiction, though, and have a goal to read a biography of every U.S. president. Favorites on Twitter, Liz Winstead, Sarah Silverman, Mia Farrow. Local favorites include Nora Permort, Mahtab Rezai, Megan Wilker, and Tony Webster. What's a product or service you love? Spotify, because I can instantly play almost any song I want. Advice to your 20-year-old self? Go easy on yourself. There's plenty of time to make it. Have some fun. Love yourself. Piece of advice to women. Don't be afraid to tell your story and to be loud and proud about it. We don't need to have similar stories, and in fact, we shouldn't. That's what makes them so powerful. And be nice to each other. Thanks for listening. Please share this podcast and tune in for more. And remember, yes, it's an everyday word, but nothing happens without it. It's the favorite word of people who get things done. Yes opens the door to change, lets the light in, and gets the ball rolling. Every idea, invention, project, movement, or marriage would starve without it. Yes may lead to adventure, risk, or even trouble, but no leads nowhere. Say yes and see where it takes you.